This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several powerful tornadoes tore through northern Alabama on Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. The five confirmed fatalities were in Ohatchee, a town of about 1,200 people in the northwest corner of Alabama. On Thursday, House Consumer Protection and Commerce Subcommittee Chairwoman Jan Sakowski, the Democrat from Illinois, discussed the subcommittee's hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and said that the hearing's purpose was to send the message to tech companies that they're going to regulate and they're going to legislate. San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Kevin Givens has been hit with an assault charge after he allegedly beat a man at a Maryland hotel. According to court documents, 24-year-old Givens was charged with misdemeanor second-degree assault after Hayden Bosley said he was attacked by the NFL player on February 21st at the Sheraton Hotel. Givens is due in court later next month to face the charge. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tugboats and specialized suction dredgers worked Friday to dislodge a giant container ship that has been stuck sideways in Egypt's Suez Canal for the past 3 days, blocking a crucial waterway for global shipping. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Dozens of other ships have not been able to traverse the Suez Canal that is vital to about 10% of the global trade. Those ships remain anchored at either end of the canal. Concern now is that the Ever Given container ship could be damaged, further disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day traveling through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
If it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is.
The Ever Given, a Panama flagship, carries cargo between Asia and Europe, and it may have run aground during a sandstorm. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thursday evening, President Biden held his first press conference since taking office in January.
As of yesterday, more than 100 million payments of $1,400 have gone into people's bank accounts. That's real money in people's pockets, bringing relief instantly almost. And millions more will be getting their money very soon. One final note. Since we passed the American Rescue Plan, we're starting to see new signs of hope in our economy. Since it was passed, a majority of economic forecasters have significantly increased their projections on the economic growth that's going to take place this year. They're now projecting it will exceed 6%. And just this morning, we learned that the number of people filing for weekly unemployment insurance fell by nearly 100,000 persons. It's the first time in a year the number has fallen below the pre-pandemic high. So there are still too many Americans out of work, too many families hurting, and they still have a lot of work to do. But I can say to you, the American people, help is here and hope is on the way.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's...
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, President Biden finally gave his first press conference. Okay, what did you think? Of course, all the speculators and the pugnacious political opinionators have their idea. And, of course, they're challenging the president on several false claims. But all in all, it wasn't necessarily the, I guess, maybe the expected train wreck that many had anticipated. We just don't know what to anticipate from this president because he just seems to be, I guess you can say, a bit unstable. Annalise Pesek is with us right now, and she recently joined The New American as a staff writer covering politics, culture, education, and disinformation campaigns launched by the left-wing mainstream media. Annalise, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks, Bill. Great to be here.
Well, no doubt you saw the first interview and weathered through it. What was your takeaways?
Biden is a weak man who does not make a whole lot of sense. I had trouble following his press conference. He seemed to not answer any of the questions he was asked, at least not directly. I was very concerned with his comments regarding the vaccine. He mentioned that he wanted to have 200 million Americans vaccinated in 100 days. And considering there are 330 million Americans, I was scratching my head thinking, well, if he's going to have 200 million vaccinated, is it the expectation that everyone else will be mandated to have a vaccine at some point? So I was discouraged and kind of had my head down most of the time. I turned it off actually about halfway through. But
yeah, there's it would seem like typical political verbiage. Help is on the way, hope is coming, that kind of message. And how often do we hear that, from the Democrats, time and again, that seem to want to operate in the realm of the theoretical? Let's just throw the empirical evidence out. Let's just ignore it. Let's ignore the things that are working. And let's, reinvent the wheel. And all under this, this banner that they're going to make it better. Well, he's been in there short of 100 days, and not necessarily that we would expect some miracle overnight, but he's done more damage than good in bringing in more regulations, eliminating things that were working before. Let's get rid of the XL pipeline. Let's open up the southern border. Let's put a dog whistle out there to everybody that the people coming into the country illegally said, hey, we heard it loud and clear. We get, free health care. Joe Biden is opening up the gate for us, so we're coming. And meanwhile, the president wants to blame the former president. I mean, it's absurd. And this is why, he thinks that he's showing well in the polling, but you still have, 51% of the American people saying, he's not doing too good.
And I agree. People are also just blindly following the regulations that he's putting in place, and specifically related to the COVID-19 quote-unquote pandemic that we are in the midst of. And I had written an article that maybe you had seen about a pastor up in Canada.
Yes,
who was recently jailed. Mm-hmm. And spent a month in jail, in fact, for defying the health orders in Canada. But, you know, he's a perfect example of what Americans need to start doing here. And that's, you know, standing up and defying some of these unconstitutional mandates that are coming down from the federal government. And we are seeing that in a number of states in regards to a number of issues.
Yes. And you're exactly right. This Canadian pastor is an example, not only to America, but to the church at large. After all, the church was instituted by none other than Jesus Christ himself. It said the gates of hell could not prevail against it. So what the heck is COVID? How is COVID prevailing against it and locking down these churches? Now, there have been churches in California that have defied the edict, and we've got various reports there. But by and large, I mean, there should be a you know, resounding outrage on the impingement of our First Amendment rights to come together and to enjoy freedom of worship. But it's we've got too many people here in this country that are just shrugging and just yawning over the idea that these draconian lockdowns, you know, what they're doing, and the harm that they're wrecking on people, on kids, you know, young adults as well. Annalisa, as you see the numbers of suicides going up and being attributed to these lockdowns, I mean, you know, people hate to hear this, some of the people, because they're still under Trump derangement syndrome. I mentioned that with DeRoy Murdoch earlier, that people hate to hear the name of Donald Trump, but Donald Trump was more right than wrong when he said, do not let the cure be worse than the disease. And I think we're there.
I think so. And the government's cracking down more and more, and Biden is okay with telling Americans how to live their life. If you remember his speech not too long ago about the 4th of July, holiday, he, you know, mentioned that we will let you gather in small groups, and it's something that everyone can look forward to, is being allowed to get together with their friends and family. And he's talking about, you know, 10 people, a very small number of people. But that kind of rhetoric coming down from the president is very disturbing, I think, for millions of Americans. And I think we are feeling that where do we go? What do we do? How do we manage? And so, again, I've been very encouraged with many of the pastors in California, as you mentioned, who are taking a stand. And I think the church has this responsibility. One of the lawyers for this pastor up in Canada said something that really struck me. And if you don't fight a battle, you are guaranteed to lose. But if you fight a battle, you can win.
Mm-hmm.
And we need more people to fight the battle. He's really, Coates, this pastor, and many pastors, as you have mentioned, are fighting the battle that they have been called to fight. The Lord is calling people to
Amen.
Stand up. And so, in that sense, there is hope, right? Like, we can keep fighting. We can keep standing up. We can keep politically fighting and culturally fighting. But it's going to be a hard battle ahead, because the left has absolutely taken control of pretty much every aspect of our country.
Well, you bring up an excellent point here. I mean, if you pause just a moment and look who's on your side versus on their side, they can have Joe Biden. They can have the government if they want. I'll take Jesus over Joe Biden and the government any day. I mean, Jesus himself instituted the church. He commanded the church to be in existence, said the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Now, either the pastors believe that and they act on that, because this is a mandate from God himself, not from some willy-nilly bureaucrats that their only interest is to scare the holy what have you out of people so that they can keep them under their thumb. That seems to be the case. I cannot I cannot get to the point to think that they're doing this for our good, that they are, Annalisa, they're allowing you. We will allow you. This is not the American way. We've got more from Annalisa after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, and it's been a year in counting that we've been under lockdowns in one form or fashion, wearing masks, the effect of COVID that we did not invite, but that has come upon us. And Annalisa Pesek is with us. She recently joined The New American as a staff writer covering politics, culture, education, and disinformation campaigns. And dare I say, Annalisa, when it comes to disinformation campaigns and narratives, COVID has just been unleashed upon the American people in such a way that we've had to suspend reason and critical questions and just go along with the prevailing authority, whether it's Dr. Fauci, who is questionable from the get-go. I know some people looked at Dr. Fauci as their, you know, COVID god, but when you follow his history and what he did and didn't do for the American people, and his, I believe, his collusion with the CDC and also particularly the WHO, which Facebook has announced and said that the WHO, who has lied to us three ways to Sunday, that the previous president said, you guys lack credibility so badly, you so misserve the American people who give you a ton of flipping money, we're not going to give you, and we're not going to give you any money. But that wasn't good enough for Joe Biden. Joe Biden had to return the money to the WHO because he believes in them, but their credibility has been obviously lacking as well. So all these people that are supposedly, you know, there to help the cause that we pay for, the American people pay for, have been misserved, and now they're being rewarded under this current regime.
Yes, and Fauci is the highest paid official in government right now. So the money is flowing into his pockets. He's happy as can be, and masked up with two masks, and he's vaccinated. Yeah. You remember the hearing with Rand Paul
where
he talked about not having a certain timeline for when we would be out of masks, maybe 2022, though he couldn't cite any studies that tell us why we are continuing to have to wear masks if you, and especially if you are vaccinated. Now, personally, I am not a fan of the vaccine. I will not take the vaccine, but I do know that, you know, there are many Americans who are taking it. And again, Biden's claim yesterday was to get as many as 200 million in the next 100 days. So you're right that we are in a time when we have to start making decisions about what we're going to do next. And I think that, you know, when do we start practicing civil disobedience? When is it necessary? When do we look to God as the ultimate authority instead of government? I believe this is the first time in my lifetime that government has become so big that people will say, I trust the government, I believe the government, I want to do what they say. It's very, you know, even members of my own family are telling me this, and I find it just baffling, because when did we get to this point? And, you know, that's a whole other discussion, but when do we realize that when the government forbids what God commands, then we need to push back and we need to start disobeying? When the government commands what God forbids, then we need to push back. And when the government commands what isn't theirs to command, we need to start pushing back.
Well said.
And so, and to give credit where credit is due, that is from a sermon that the pastor Coates gave up the day before he was arrested. And I just found his points very poignant and powerful. And when he was arrested and when he was released, he said, you know, I'm not a political revolutionary. I am standing in obedience with Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And the judge who slapped a $1,500 fine on him, even though they dismissed the other charges, he said, you know, you're not a shepherd to your flock. He was very disparaging to the pastor. And so what kind of precedence does that set for other judges and other lawmakers? And what does that tell the people?
Exactly.
You know, that his standing up for what is right and what is, you know, part of his belief system, which we are free to do as Canadians and Americans, is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, the judge, first of all, is out of order. Who is he to determine who a shepherd of a flock is? You know, how dare he make that statement? He's out of order. And what the response is from reasonable, common sense people is to understand that this judge is out of his lane, he's out of order, he is wrong, and he loses credibility in making that statement. And any other judge that would make such an inane statement, because the people, the flock, know who the shepherd is, and they know the voice to go to. It would not be to some judge that doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to things in matters of the faith and church. So he's out of order, and the people need to respond accordingly.
Well, and if you look at the evidence, you look at the data. I was on the site this morning just looking at the death counts in Canada, and it's 600 deaths per 1 million in the entire country. The entire country has 37 million plus people. Now, in Alberta alone, I believe I heard, and these are rough numbers, but something like, you know, 800,000 in this province, and like 400 deaths. I mean, the amount, and not to say that those deaths aren't tragic, but we have to look at the virus itself and the lethality of the virus.
Exactly.
And really take into consideration the science, and people that are doing that are like you and me, and we're up in arms, we're shaking our heads, we're not following the dictates of this society that don't make sense.
Yeah, because we're found asking, where are the scientists?
they've fallen off the cliff, and we've fallen off with them, as I've heard the pundit say recently. You know, we've just followed them and without thinking. So, and when did we start not thinking? And then, you know, you can get into breaking it down to the fear that is driving so many people to become kind of irrational in their thinking, right?
Well, critical thought has been abandoned. Because you're not allowed, because of the cancel culture, the people that are trying to put you in your place and letting you know, Annalisa, what you are allowed and what you're not allowed to do or think or say, right?
Right. Absolutely.
This is not the American way. I mean, this is antithetical to our founding, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, our God-given rights to go, freedom of speech, all these important things, and they're all being stripped away ever so consistently, and in some cases gently, but it's kind of amazing. They continue to be invigorated because America's just yawning. They're just shrugging as each liberty is removed, you know, from their purview. It's amazing,
and it's happening so fast.
Yes,
and not to say we haven't been our rights haven't been trampled on prior to March 2020, but in this year we've seen a huge upending of our freedoms in a different way. And I think that what comes next is either going to be a new revolution of sorts, or it's going to be the demise of a country that was once, you know, the greatest on earth. I don't want to sound doom, you know.
Yeah, but Annalisa, but it's true though. I mean, we are at that point. We're at that serious tipping point. We've been saying this for quite a while, and you know, and I've been quoting, you know, that one lady that asked Benjamin Franklin, hey, you know, so what kind of government did you guys come up with? He said a democratic republic, if you can hold on to it. Well, I feel, and this is what you're saying, the same thing, is that it's slipping through our fingers, and all it takes is people with a laissez-faire attitude and people that want to, you know, sit on the couch as opposed to getting up and taking a stand for liberty. That's all it takes. And it seems that there's too many right now that are too relaxed. And I think that there's a natural instinct and response. And I think that's why the government is a little concerned about it, and why the Capitol continues to be surrounded, because they're doing this themselves. They're almost forcing the question, and the people are being forced to, in a sense, you know, enact some sort of revolution here, which I think is maybe coming soon and very soon as these lockdowns and all this other insanity continues. Annalisa Pesek has been our guest. Annalisa, thank you so much for being with us. Take care.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
Hey, James, that order just doubled. We've got to move fast here.
Indeed, most unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Somebody pick up that phone.
Like at Luca's Gourmet Frozen Pizza Company, to operate at scale, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Several powerful tornadoes tore through northern Alabama on Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. The five confirmed fatalities were in Ohatchee, a town of about 1,200 people in the northwest corner of Alabama. On Thursday, House Consumer Protection and Commerce Subcommittee Chairwoman Jan Sakowski, the Democrat from Illinois, discussed the subcommittee's hearing with the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter, and said that the hearing's purpose was to send the message to tech companies that they're going to regulate and they're going to legislate. San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Kevin Givens has been hit with an assault charge after he allegedly beat a man at a Maryland hotel. According to court documents, 24-year-old Givens was charged with misdemeanor second-degree assault after Hayden Bosley said he was attacked by the NFL player on February 21st at the Sheraton Hotel. Givens is due in court later next month to face the charge. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Just like that, we're back with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got Andrew Smith going to be joining us, the tech expert, one and only, back with us in just a moment. But first of all, let's talk about whether you're working from home like a boss doubling down on home health care or taking your connected home to the next level. Staying up to date with the ever-changing tech options can be overwhelming. And as I said, Andrew Smith is here to help us out. She's going to be sharing her top innovative must-have tech products for optimizing life at home. After all, having the right tech gadgets and devices can make all the difference. Right, Andrea?
Absolutely, Bill, and you know how I love my technology gadgets.
Yeah, we love it, so I can't wait to hear what you got to share with us, because we've been following you now for the past year, and boy, I'll tell you, the stuff you've had to share with us has been brilliant. We've been incorporating, you know, these great ideas, so we're all looking forward to see what you have to share with us today.
Yeah, you know, it's been a year, and I certainly have been trying out lots of new gadgets. I mean, the innovation has been incredible, really. You know, companies mm-hmm. have stepped up to make products to help people out while they're working from home. And as you know, Bill, I have tested a lot of products. So one of the things I'm noticing is, you know, when the lockdown first began, parents and schools were really scrambling to get students Chromebooks. Those are laptops mm-hmm. that run on Google's Chrome operating system. I know people were reaching out to me all the time. What should I buy? What should I buy? Mm. Well, a year into this, we're seeing some premium Chromebooks aimed at professionals, which is great. The one I really like is the Lenovo ThinkPad C13 Yoga. It's got the power and durability of a ThinkPad in a 13.3-inch Full HD display. And because it's a Yoga, it's got that 360-degree hinge that takes you from laptop mode to tent mode to tablet mode. Just super versatile. It's even got a slot for the stylus can use to write on the tablet. Mm-hmm. It's got the latest chip, which is designed just for Chromebooks. So it means it's just really built for reliability and for high performance. And then you can step up your work from home productivity by adding a monitor to your setup, whether it's a second monitor or just connecting a monitor to your laptop. The one I like is Lenovo's curved monitor, the G27C, because it does double duty. You're getting two good things out of this. 27-inch screen with a full HD display. You can adjust the height and angle for your working. So, you know, at your desk, you can set it up just right for you ergonomically. But then when you're done with work, and, you know, we've all been doing video gaming at home,
right.
It's got a high refresh rate and an immersive curved screen. So this makes it a great gaming monitor.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is power-packed, isn't it?
It is. It's double duty for, you know, an affordable price tag.
Yeah, exactly. What are we talking about? You talk about affordable price tag. That was going to be my next question.
$219.
What? $219? Wow.
$219.
Wow.
Affordable.
Yes.
Yeah,
I would say.
Did not get a second monitor?
Yes. Wow. What a great idea. That is awesome. So what else you got up your sleeve?
Doing a lot more home health care, and technology has made that possible. So good news for allergy sufferers. This spring, allergy sufferers can get fast sinus pain relief with ClearUp, a small handheld device that uses low-level electrical stimulation to relieve that throbbing pain from spring allergies. And the FDA just expanded ClearUp's uses to include congestion relief from allergies, colds, and the flu. So the treatment's non-invasive. It takes about 5 minutes. The results last up to 6 hours, relieving your pain and congestion without the use of medication, which is my favorite part.
Exactly.
ClearUp should be usable, rechargeable, and it will last for years.
Wow, this is awesome stuff. You know, we're talking with Andrea Smith, award-winning news and technology journalist, spent over 2 decades as the technology producer at ABC News and was most recently lifestyle tech editor at Mashable. Of course, she explores the many ways technology changes how we live, work, and communicate. Andrea, you're in touch with so many people and sharing ideas. This is what I love about you, because you're like the go-to person, and you're sharing ideas. You're constantly expanding the information that you understand and growing in knowledge in that, and then you're so gracious to share all these great tips. Can you share a couple of the top tips that your networkers are sharing with you?
Absolutely. And, you know, I love sharing technology tips. And here's some of the things that I found from other people as well as what I've been doing. So I'm on video calls all day. So I really think that the right webcam makes all the difference. You know, a lot of people have a webcam built into their laptop, but the quality is not always great. So I recommend getting an external webcam with HD quality for a crystal clear image. And a high frame rate helps to prevent video stuttering. You also want to consider a really good set of headphones. So if you're working from home and your kids are going to school from home, well, then everyone on your conference call doesn't need to hear the teacher reading to the kids' class.
Right.
You know, it really
or the dog, or the dog barking or anything else in the background.
Exactly. For me, I like to prevent wrist strain. I've added a full wireless keyboard and mouse to my laptop setup because that really helps me with wrist strain. And the other thing is, you know, nobody wants to see anybody shot from under their face. It's a bad angle for women. It's a bad angle for men. I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Consider a laptop stand because it raises your device 6 inches off the desk so you can sit up straighter. You can look directly into the screen. You can be at eye level with your camera. And, of course, it looks a whole lot better than a pile of books under your laptop.
Yeah, without a doubt. What about lighting? Have you ventured in any of the lighting with your laptop?
Absolutely. I use a ring light. I do have one of those ring lights on a tripod. I got one on Amazon for not a whole lot of money. It's got different settings, so you can, you know, adjust the light. Really useful to have, and if you don't have the space and don't want a standalone one, there are lights that you can get that just attach right to the top of your monitor.
Yeah. Now, this is all part of presentation, and these are great ideas. And as you say, you can tech up without spending a lot of money.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive, but, you know, you still want to look your best and present yourself. I mean, if you're doing a job interview, right, maybe you're having a video interview, you want to look your best. So, you know, sit up straight, look into the camera, and get some light on your face.
Exactly, and be upright. I've also found, Andrew, as you know, standing has helped a lot. That's made a huge difference.
Yes. Oh, I'm a big fan of standing desks, I have to say.
Which one are you utilizing?
I've tested a few of them. I just have something that because I have a built-in desk, I have something that raises my desk height, and then I put everything on top of that. But I think any one of them that works in your home office is the one you get.
Exactly. There's all kinds of innovations and great ways, and that's the thing. You know, Andrea, I'm hearing, you know, some of these, because people are working at home, they've got to stay connected. You know, necessity being the mother of invention. It's kind of incredible how, you know, the ideas that people are coming up with. And, you know, between, you know, tech, all these tech engineers coming up with ideas and people at home and everything like that. I mean, it's a whole new frontier, and who would have thought, right?
It is, and so many people who were not comfortable with technology before, you know, are Zooming and learning how to do all this. And, you know, if there's any kind of silver lining to it all, it's that grandparents are being connected with their families, and
right,
people are staying connected in the global economy still, and work is still being done. So I think it's got a really good push for people to continue working from home.
And I'm glad you're talking about grandparents, because grandparents took a big hit, you know, in not being able to see their grandkids. And this has been, you know, a great contribution to at least staying connected a bit with grandma and grandpa, because they really miss the grandkids, they miss the children, and that touch, you know, that important human touch that is so necessary right now, especially in this era of COVID that we find ourselves in. But the technology will continue to unveil, and Andrea Smith will continue to keep us up to date because she's so generous with her time and her ideas. Andrea, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
They can head to d6news.com/at-home. And, Bill, it is always a pleasure chatting with you.
She's the tech expert, you can tell, Andrea Smith. Andrea, thank you. Have a great day.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Okay.
Indeed knows unexpected demand can stretch your business thin.
Leon speaking.
Like at Leon's Plumbing.
Sorry, quick as we can get there is next Friday.
To stay out of hot water, he needs to get started hiring right.
Clog the toilet?
Right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Shop 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory. Get 60% off select jeans and dresses. Shop the sale through March 28th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, that's what we need, a little attitude here, you know, a little attitude against, you know, some of the draconian lockdowns, some of the stinking thinking out there that we know better, you know, this political correctness kind of stuff that Ben Carson years ago, if you remember, even at the presidential breakfast meeting with Barack Obama in the listening, you know, challenged it. And realize that all this political correctness stuff is destructive to our very humanity. I mean, how has it served us? I mean, it's been around here for, you know, just about a decade, I would think. And it's amazing how it continues to amass. It's like the blob that just keeps on collecting momentum and leaving behind wreckage that we should know better about. And that we're allowing this to happen. Enough of this stuff. We've got to take a stand against this, I guess for lack of a better word, idiocy that has taken over our culture and the harm that it's doing to our young people and the next generation. Well, Glenn Stanton joins us now. He's the Director of Global Family Formation Studies at Focus on the Family. And we're going to be talking about the family unit and why it matters. Glenn, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thanks. Good to be with you.
Well, more than ever, I guess this is a thing. I tell the kids all the time, Glenn, that experience defines preference, and we've had a lot of experience, and particularly, you know, this past year with COVID and the impact that it's had on the family unit. In some cases, it has just been devastating. You know, suicide, family breakups, marriage. I mean, just go right down the list of wreckage that is in the wake of COVID-19. And, you know, particularly for people of faith, Glenn, my challenge to them is that either we trust God or we don't. And I know in some cases, probably in many cases, more than is being reported, there are many families out there that say, but for the grace of God, they couldn't have gotten through the last year. And I say, we need to hear your story. We need to hear that in the public airways, because people need to be encouraged that as people of faith, we are the called out ones. And that is significant, Glenn, you know, because when God calls you out, he's not calling you out just because he has, you know, some kind of theory or idea. It is for a specific purpose in mind, isn't it?
Well, that's very well said, and no, that's exactly right. And I mean, this last year has been, I mean, tougher than any of us imagined. And, you know, if it wasn't the financial part, it was the being isolated from your coworkers, things like that. And then just the crazy emotional kind of games that seclusion plays on you. I mean, you know, at least for me, that has been tougher than I imagined that it would be. And you think, you know, you can just move through this. But it's interesting that a couple of weeks ago, Jim Daly here at Focus on the Family had asked me, he said, Glenn, you know, we're hearing these stories of, you know, spiking suicide among young people during this COVID age. I'm the one that does the research here. I dig into that stuff. So he asked me to dig into it and look into it. Mm-hmm. And I did. And what was super interesting was, first of all, I mean, there are no national numbers of what has been happening with suicide over the past year. So we can't just go to kind of like the black and white data and just look at what's happening. So what you do in that scenario as a researcher is you go to secondary sources. And I found some very, very interesting research. In fact, one of the leading scholars in the nation and in the world on what's happening with young people is Dr. Jean Twenge. She's at San Diego State University, and she really has her finger on the pulse of how young people are feeling, how they're doing, how they're making it. And she did a study this year looking at depression and loneliness and things like that with young people. And surprisingly, what she found was that sadness was higher, but significant rates of depression and loneliness and alienation were actually lower in 2020 than they were in 2018 for young people. And she wondered, could it be that, you know, we think, oh gosh, kids are shut up at home with their parents. Mm-hmm. Could that actually have been a good thing? You know, more time with mom and dad, more time with the siblings, more time spending time with those that love mm-hmm. you most.
And less time with their disjointed peers.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you know, could that have actually had a positive impact? And she says that, you know, according to the research, it's very likely that it does. And, of course, we have focused on the family. And, Bill, we know the power and the strength and the importance of family. And so parents need to know that your kids this year spending more time with you, the research seemed to indicate that, you know, even though they roll their eyes and they're like, Mom, you know, get out of my business, stop bugging me,
right.
There
are dividends there.
It seems to be a positive thing, yeah.
Exactly. No, I think that's an excellent point, and I'm glad that she's bringing this up. Again, this goes back and what I was almost a little weary of, because I made the statement, because this seems to be the general consensus, is that suicides are on the increase. But, you know, we need to hear the other side of the story, because what's happened in the era of fake news that we live in, a lot is built on narrative, Glenn. And this narrative is being controlled by people who have an endgame objective here. And their endgame objective, and we need to call this out for what it is, because it is a clear, abysmal attack on our freedoms, our God-given rights, and we're allowing them to have place and voice and influence in the marketplace right now, because the mainstream media that is supposed to be fair-minded and objective is missing in action. And so we're left up to our own strategies, our own critical thinking, again, which I think needs to be honed and recaptured once again, that we just don't believe people for what they say, just on face value, especially in this information age. And of course, as you know, in the Word of God, we were told there would be that time when knowledge would abound and people would be going all over the place searching for knowledge, but yet not attaining it. And I think this is where we're at right now.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's exactly where we're at. And the need for discernment. I mean, like this year, the media, if they've done anything, they have proven themselves not only absolutely unworthy, but, I mean, dare say, as one national leader said, the enemy of the people, and the enemy of the people for spreading just full-on false information. And like you said, holding on to a particular narrative and hammering that narrative constantly, rather than, as journalists, you know, claim that they're all about following the truth where it leads. No, they take falsehood where they want it to go. I mean, that has been their full-time job this year. Mm-hmm. And the American people see that. I mean, it's right. You said they're missing in action. I mean, you know, they're showing up every day to craft the message in the way that they want. And, their credibility is worse than Congress, which is not any place anybody wants to be.
Well, maybe we need a little bit of a demonstration, like when the day disco died and they brought all the disco records into the center of an arena and they burnt all the disco records. Maybe that's what needs to be done with the mainstream media, some of these newspapers, magazines, et al., that have been that have abandoned their reason to be. And they have become, as you say, the enemy of the people. And they're not getting the message because there's just not enough. They're just not feeling the injury. I mean, and it's amazing to me, Glenn, when I say feeling the injury, you know, they have less readership. They're losing subscribers. There's less people watching, and they still manage to get through this. But I believe that the counter pushback from people of reason and people that care, God fearing people, is it needs to be a deeper and more profound commitment against that which is not true.
Well, and that's right. And I mean, discernment is the call of the day today.
Mm-hmm.
For people to be clear thinkers and critical thinkers about what is true, about mm-hmm. what is right. I mean, you know, we're hearing all this stuff, these questions about what it means to be a man or a woman today. I mean, there's nothing more basic than that, but the culture is following along of, oh my goodness, a man who thinks he's a woman is actually a woman, and if you don't agree with that, then you're the worst kind of human being. I mean, where are the common sense, middle of the road, even liberals who say this is nuts, this
yes.
is insane, and so we've got to call it for what it is.
Well, it lacks courage on its face. I mean, because really what they're going after, Glenn, is they're going after the opening statement to Genesis. In the beginning, God. They don't have the guts to go after God. So what they're doing is they're going after the second thing, which is his creation. And that's what they're doing. I mean, they're absolute gutless in their campaign. And people need to see that for what it is. Because ultimately, they will come after God. And they are, in a sense, in certain ways very subtly, but they lack the courage to go head to head. And I'll tell you what, hey, set up the bonfire, bring your prophets of Baal, and you know, wet down our bonfire, and it'll be our God against your God any day.
Yep, no, you're exactly right.
But I'll tell you, people of faith, the called out ones that we talked about initially, Glenn, you and me, people of faith, God has sanctified us, called us out for a specific reason. And it is a time for discernment, a time for courage, because even the Bible says after having done all to fight, what do?
Yeah,
we just keep fighting, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have to be faithful. And you said it's courage. It is a time for courage. Do not back down.
And courage is not just for us, but it's for the next generation. It's for our family. The kids are watching and seeing, okay, what are mom and dad? What kind of example are we getting here? And with God, we can lean on God and trust and know that help really is on the way. Glenn Stanton, thank you.
Sudden disaster.
Thank you, Bill.
You can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food. What would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.